We come this evening to Catechism 86. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. It's important to note then that what we're talking about tonight is faith in Jesus Christ. It's not mere faith. Sometimes people speak about faith communities, as though as long as people have faith in something, then they have everything in common. But the reality is that faith in Jesus Christ necessitates that we reject all other faiths. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. You know, the significance of faith is bound up in the object of the faith. Faith is like a grasping hand. If you were to fall into the sea, children, and your hand was to be grasping out and trying to take hold of something, that will not save you unless what you take hold of is safe. If you take hold of something that is sinking, it will not save you. If you take hold of someone who cannot swim, that will not save you. You must take hold of what is able to save. It is faith in Jesus Christ. It's not possessing faith that entitles you to salvation. It's rather it's what faith possesses. Your faith must possess the Lord Jesus Christ. You must take hold of him. And it's specifically Jesus Christ. It is faith in Jesus Christ, not faith in God and in general. Saving faith must be personal. That means that you must exercise it as a person, but you must exercise it in a person, in the only mediator. The apostles say, Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Faith in Jesus Christ. You cannot know God, and nor can you approach God apart from Jesus Christ. John says in his first epistle in chapter 5, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other way to approach God. That has been so since the beginning. The saints of old, the patriarchs in the Old Testament, they approach God through faith in Jesus Christ, not with the clarity that we have today looking back with the benefit of both Old and New Testaments. But their faith was in the promised one that God had said would come to deliver. And through faith in Jesus Christ, promised in the covenant, they were saved. Faith in Jesus Christ. And of course, it's Jesus Christ as he's revealed in the scriptures. It's not Jesus Christ as you might imagine him to be, or even as you might want him to be. There are many who, as it were, redefine Jesus Christ. And they make a God of their own understanding, and they deny the testimony of the scriptures. And they reject large parts of the scriptures. And what they're doing through rejecting the scriptures is rejecting the reality of the Lord Jesus. You cannot have faith in Jesus Christ and reject the authority of God's word. That's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The testimony of the prophets and the testimony of the apostles is what reveals to us Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. You know the great statements of the Reformation. Faith alone, Christ alone, Scripture alone, grace alone, for the glory of God alone. These, of course, belong together. They harmonize. It's faith alone in as much as it's faith in Jesus Christ alone. Faith in Jesus Christ is revealed to us by the Scriptures alone. Faith in Jesus Christ is revealed by the Scriptures, by the grace of God, and for the glory of God alone. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace. What's a saving grace? Well, the fact it's described as a saving grace emphasizes that it's not a faculty of nature. What do I mean by that? I mean this, it doesn't belong to you in your fallen nature, but is given by the gracious intervention, the working of the Lord's mercy. We've already considered something of that in the earlier catechisms. Question 30 speaks about God's working faith in us. Question 31, which speaks about effectual calling, tells us it's the work of God's Spirit, whereby convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills, he doth persuade and enable us to embrace Jesus Christ, freely offered to us in the Gospel. These earlier questions and answers emphasize the divine initiative, that it's God who works. And here in this question, it speaks about the activity and our responsibility, the activity of faith and our responsibility to respond with faith. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the Gospel. It's a saving grace. And the exercise of this grace brings salvation. That's why it's a saving grace. And it's not an isolated grace, because with it is also repentance, which we will consider next time. The fact that faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, friends, takes away from us all basis for boasting. It's of God. It's by God. It's through God. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation. Whereby we receive. That means more than simply assent to the truth of the Scripture and what is revealed there. It includes assenting to the truth of the Scripture and what is revealed there. It's not less than assent, but it is more than assent. Even though our knowledge of the Scriptures would be imperfect, our ability to bring it together cohesively in our mind is imperfect. That's why we're so thankful to the Catechism. It helps us to systematize and grow in knowledge. But yet, even with an imperfect knowledge, we receive, we assent, Paul writes to the Thessalonians. He says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." They received the word of God, the revelation of God. They received Jesus Christ. It was a response to that revelation. It's a recognition. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive. We recognize the truth of what has been revealed. Just in the same way as a child puzzling over a maths equation, when they're shown how it works and they're shown the correct answer, there comes a point where the penny drops, where a light bulb goes on, and they suddenly understand, and it makes perfect sense, and their mind rejoices in that. They receive that revelation as being true, and there's a satisfaction. Well, faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive. We receive what God reveals. We receive Christ himself. We can contrast that receiving with the rejection, with the refusal, with the denial of the ungodly. There are many who are ungodly, who will not have Christ, who know the truth of Christ. The devils of hell know the truth of Christ. We're told that they believe and they tremble. They reject, they refuse, they deny. Not the truth of Christ, but the person of Christ. They do not receive him, because they have no delight in him. Because they have no desire for him. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon him alone. To rest upon him, it means to depend, to accept him as sufficient, to trust in the efficacy of what he has done. That his work will bring the promised result, the promised blessing. This resting upon him is a logical consequence of receiving. It's abandoning all other strategies, not to save yourself, but rather to allow Christ to save you. I was walking with some of the children today, and where we were walking, there was a rotten log that we had to pass over. And the children rightly didn't trust their weight, didn't trust the log, and wouldn't put their weight upon the log. And so they held on to the branches above the log. And they passed over it quickly and as lightly as possible. They couldn't rest on it, because if they'd rested on it, there was a good chance it would have broken. They couldn't trust it. But when we trust Jesus Christ, we rest all the weight of life, all the weight of time and of eternity, the burden of our souls, upon him. We rest upon him for today and tomorrow and all that lies before us and all our yesterdays. Paul says, "Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." That's what I have. How do I have that? I have that because I believe what God has said. I receive and I rest upon the Saviour. This is the basis of our assurance, isn't it? We are assured, not in ourselves, not of ourselves, but we're assured that God is true, that God is faithful. Assurance is not in my faith. And assurance is not in my works. And assurance is not based in my experience. But my assurance is that God is true. Let all men be liars. But God is true, and those who come to him shall be saved. And therefore I can stand and say, I have hope for time and for eternity, because God is true. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation. Upon him alone. Not Christ and faith in Christ, but upon Christ Jesus. There's no merit in faith. A man of faith does not deserve to be saved. His faith does not make him worthy. We receive and rest upon him alone for salvation. It's not faith. It's faith in Jesus Christ. And nor is it the works that must accompany the faith that saves. Faith without works is dead. But works do not save you, but are the natural consequence of being saved. And without them there's no assurance that there is faith, that there is life, that there has been salvation. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation. Salvation, to be saved. To be saved what from? Well, the previous catechism emphasized that to us. To be saved from God. Sometimes we think we're saved from the devil, we're saved from hell, we're saved from our own wickedness. But ultimately, friends, you're saved from God, from God's wrath and curse. Isn't that amazing? That God has sent forth his Son in order to save you from his own wrath and curse, which is due to you for sin. Don't think your greatest problem is hell, your greatest problem is the devil. Friends, if you're without Christ, your greatest problem is God himself. You stand in defiance of him. You stand in defiance of the very one who has revealed Jesus Christ so that you might believe. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, to be delivered from his wrath and curse and embraced in his love. Ultimately, to be taken into his own near presence. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. He's offered in the gospel. He's revealed in the gospel. And the revelation in the gospel is not simply that Jesus Christ is, but that Jesus Christ is for all who will have him. And you are addressed because the Lord calls to sinners. And you and I, we are all sinners. And therefore the Lord calls to you and to me to call out and to rejoice in the reality and to receive and rest upon Christ alone for salvation. It's not for you and it's not for me to read between the lines and try to understand the mystery of God's election. But rather to read, not between the lines, but read the lines themselves, the words that are clearly written, where the Lord says, come unto me, O ye ends of the earth, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver you. Let the wicked forsake his way. Call upon me. Faith. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation as he is offered to us in the gospel. Let me just conclude by drawing your attention to what our Lord said to his disciples, who were overwhelmed with his teaching one day. They were overwhelmed by the teaching of the Lord, and they said, Lord, increase our faith. And the Saviour answered, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey you. What's the point that's been made? That there is a great Saviour and little faith in a great Saviour is sufficient faith. It's not that faith can't grow, and it's not that you shouldn't desire that your faith would grow. But don't try to find great faith and put your confidence in that. Rather, lift up your eyes and behold the Lord. That's how faith will grow, as you behold him who is revealed, who is given to all that will have him. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. Amen.